Hi, this is Scott Unash. Thanks for listening to the Gym Class Podcast on KGYM.
If you're going to a game or concert this summer, SeatGeek has you covered. SeatGeek is the smartest, easiest way to get tickets to every type of live event. SeatGeek, designed to make your ticket buying experience easier than ever. Plus, every purchase is fully guaranteed, so you can shop for tickets on SeatGeek with confidence. Best of all, listeners get $20 off their first SeatGeek purchase. Just download the SeatGeek app, enter the promo code GOLIC today. That's promo code GOLIC for $20 off your first SeatGeek purchase. SeatGeek, life's an event. We have the tickets.
I was having such a good day, and then that news came down. We'll discuss. Great show coming your way. Friday edition of the Gym Class here on KGYM. Friday edition of the Gym Class here on this June 22nd, although it feels a little bit like September 22nd out there. It is summer officially now. We had the longest day of the year yesterday. Scott Unash alongside Mark Dukes, Kyle Mann, our producer. Gym Class for a Friday, taking you through the 3 o'clock hour right here on KGYM, 1600 AM, 107.5 FM, the North Gym, 106.3 FM, the South Gym. NBA draft from last night, Zach Johnson on the golf course, and we'll talk some racing and get into our Friday topic. All that coming up today on the program. We are presented by Third Base Brewery once again today, and a big thanks to Third Base Brewery. They are located at the corner of Blair's Ferry Road along with C Avenue on the northeast side of Cedar Rapids. Stop on by, get your weekend off to a great start, take the start up the craft beer tour, and just have a great time with your coworkers, family members, friends, what have you. Stop on by. We encourage it. There again, that is at C Avenue, Blair's Ferry Road Northeast in Cedar Rapids. Mark, good afternoon.
Good afternoon. What ruined your day?
This breaking news from the world of the National Football League. The NFL Vice President of Officiating, Al Riveron, has announced via Twitter, after appearing in the Super Bowl last year, it will be, it looks as though, his final NFL football game. Gene Steratore is retiring as an official. Gene Steratore, one of the only guys with some flair out there as far as the National Football League is concerned. One of the last with flair out there. He's no Ben Dreith, but he at least had a little bit of, added a little moxie to the football game.
You mean Mr. Center of Attention?
Well, I guess, if you want to put it that way. You're not a Gene Steratore fan?
I am, actually. I think he's actually a very good football and basketball official. But, like in basketball, Ed Hightower.
Oh, Ed Hightower.
He always had to make the call. He always had to be the center of attention on the basketball court. And I just think Steratore is maybe a step behind Hightower in that regard.
No one was as good as Eddie.
He's good. There's no doubt about it.
Ed was a great official, but Ed also, like you said, there were at least once a game where Ed would run in from about 50 yards away and whistle blaring. And then the other thing with Ed Hightower was bringing one guy from each team together, and you got to talk here. Okay, this is how we're going to do it now. No more of this. That was an Ed Hightower move.
Officials are supposed to be out of the picture, right? Aren't they?
Best officiating is when you don't notice them.
But then you have Gene Steratore and Ed Hockley. Who do you enjoy more?
Well, it won't be Gene now. No word yet if he's giving up college basketball. That would really wreck my day if Gene is giving up college basketball. Going to Carver and Iowa City and seeing Gene Steratore, he's having running conversations with people along the baselines and along the sidelines during the games. Running conversations, and it's really fun to watch. You know, he's making a call. Hey, do you think that was a good one? You can just see him, and you can hear him sometimes. And he's just, he adds a little bit of it. There is an official now, and I can't think of the guy's name, that is a little Ed Hightower-esque.
In basketball?
Yeah, in college basketball. It'll come to me. Ted Valentine.
Mm.
Mr. Valentine, he knows when the cameras are on in a big game out there.
319-366-1600, our Hurtgen and Stocker Jeweler text line.
Your memories of Gene Steratore.
Yes. And that's our phone line as well. Kyle Mann, our producer, also prepping for the Todd Brommelkamp show with Alex Kuhn. He'll be sitting in for Todd with Alex today. Matt in Cedar Rapids.
More importantly, getting ready for the Kyle Soccer Minute.
Yes. Man, Cedar Rapids, Mr. Index Card, isn't he?
Yes, he is, Mr. Index Card.
Measured a first down with his index card.
Correct. Very good, Matt. Very good. You get extra points out there today. Give yourself some extra points out there. All right. We got Zach Johnson on the golf course right now, playing his second round at the Travelers outside of Hartford, Connecticut.
Indeed, he was tied for the lead going into the second round. Right now, Zach Johnson, one under on his round. Through 11 holes, he's playing the third. He obviously played the back nine first. And Zach sits at 8 under par right now. Tied for fifth behind, Brian Harman and Matt Jones. Jones still on the course, but Harman in the clubhouse. Both of those guys at 10 under par. So it's a pretty bunched leaderboard at the Travelers Championship in Connecticut.
And a good leaderboard. And multi-time champion Bubba Watson is lurking.
McIlroy's there. Paul Casey's there. DeChambeau is there. Quite a finish on the weekend, I would presume.
Yeah, and we mentioned yesterday a very good field out there. So Zach doing well, not in the lead, but hanging in there.
And yeah,
we will keep you updated. He had a great save on his eighth hole, the 17th.
He did indeed. It was a par four with water to the right. He hit it in the water, had to drop way back almost to the tee, actually closer to the 16th tee. He had 230 yards to the green over water, hit it within 7 feet, made the putt, and made his par. Yeah.
He actually went around the lake. He took advantage of the rules and helped him out so he'd have a better angle to the green. And pretty clever stuff right there by Zach. And good to see him playing well out there, and hopefully he'll be right there as far as the weekend is concerned. 319-366-1600. That is the Hurtgen & Stocker Jewelers text line. That's a phone line as well. And Kyle Mann out there, our producer again today on the other side of the glass, manning that out there. And, of course, last night we had the NBA draft and everybody breaking it down three ways from Wednesday as far as that is concerned. Only way I'll break it down is this. Couple things that jumped out at me. I didn't take in a whole lot of it, but just a couple of facts and figures. First of all, do you know when the first actual, in the old days, draft-eligible senior was taken? And who it was?
No, I know it was a first-rounder, though, right?
Yeah, it was a first-rounder, yeah. Yes. Was a first-rounder.
Chandler Hutchinson?
One ahead of him.
Hutchinson from Boise State went to Chicago.
That is correct. That is correct. But the man in front of him was the first one.
Grayson Allen.
Grayson Allen of Duke. Everyone's favorite basketball player. Chose taken 21st by the Utah Jazz. He was the first senior taken in the draft. And, yes, we have come up with our list, Mark. Have it right here in my hand. Draft eligible underclassmen. What was the final number? Your guess is
a bunch
to the final number that did not get drafted and now.
Oh, that did not.
That did not get drafted.
I would have no clue.
That did not get drafted. A good number of them did get drafted. I'd have, let's see. I go through here. 3, 4. Three. 33 did get drafted. More than half did not get drafted. 35 was the correct answer this year. 35 are now in limbo as far as their careers are concerned. And some of the top names out there, or names that you would know, probably the top name would be Malik Newman, the sophomore guard from Kansas. did not get drafted, so he's a free agent or free to go to a summer league team, whatever the case may be. Also, Eric Davis Jr., the guard out of Texas, son of Eric Davis Sr., the former Cincinnati Red and Cedar Rapids Red, did not get drafted last night. Laron Black of Illinois, the junior forward, not drafted last night. Dang Adele, maybe the top player not drafted, underclassman for Louisville, a junior, and his eligibility is over. Trayvon Duval of Duke, who left after his freshman season, not taken last night. So not only you mess your basketball career up, you mess up your Duke education up a little bit. But hate to see it. It's too bad. It happens every year. Kaiser Gates from Xavier, a junior, also not taken. Billy Preston, freshman forward from Kansas. So Kansas had two guys that were not drafted that could have come back for Bill Self and helped them win another Big 12 championship.
Eight Big 10 players taken, four in the first, four in the second round. And if you listen to the show, you know that I'm not a big NBA fan. But I'm very curious about Jaren Jackson Jr. from Michigan State. He was taken fourth overall. I don't know, from what I saw in college, nice player. Maybe betting on the upside, I don't know.
It is all based on potential. That's all it is, based on potential of what they could do 5 or 6 years down the road.
Mm-hmm.
To be honest with you, the number one pick in the draft last night, I'm not a big fan of. DeAndre Ayton from Arizona. Watched him on numerous occasions this year in big games. But you got to remember as well, the NBA has now turned into a three-point league, and Ayton can shoot three-pointers at 6'10", 6'11", 7 foot, whatever they list him at. Doesn't dare go inside or anything like that. So, that's a new type of NBA, which makes it very interesting how Mo Bamba is going to go into this league for Orlando, because you just don't see many back-to-the-basket guys anymore in the NBA. And he's not going to go out and shoot three-pointers for you. So going to be interesting to see how that all plays out. 319-366-1600. Your thoughts about who got drafted, who did not get drafted last night in the NBA draft. And in case you're wondering, Mark, they're already talking about draft 2019. Interestingly enough.
Lisa Becker, the former, Lisa Porter now, got some airtime last night as her son, Lisa, the former Miss Iowa basketball from Cedar Rapids Jefferson and the University of Iowa player, got some airtime as she hugged her son, Michael Porter Jr., when he was drafted with the 14th pick to the Denver Nuggets. And Porter might have slept some, but that was because of his back injury. And he's got enormous potential should he stay healthy. And I think that'll be an interesting thing to watch in the next couple of years.
I think it will be as well. And I think a good place for him to go. And I wish him all the best. I wish all these guys all the best. And, like we said, and I don't think it's better or worse. It's just different than it was 15, 20 years ago when you actually took, you didn't have the one and dones. I still think the one and done is not the way to go. I think it's going to stay for a little while longer, and then it will go away eventually sometime within the next 10 years or so. But I wish these guys the best, but it's all on potential now, on how these guys are going to be 5 and 6 years down the road, not how so much they're going to help you right now. And that's just the way it is.
It's not easy to make the NBA. Just ask very good players like Marcus Paige and Jared Utoff and Monte Morris. And
George Niang.
Many others. I mean, there's already established players in the NBA, and every year you see more and more players coming up in the NBA draft, and they're going to vie for roster spots as well. So very difficult thing to do in making an NBA squad.
And if you're wondering about potential for next year, Jeff Goodman, who is Basketball Insider, for Sports Illustrated, I believe, but he has come out with his 2019 mock draft first 1.0, Mark. 8 of the top 10 will be freshmen from next year that, unless you're a college basketball recruiting junkie, you haven't even heard of as of yet. Like R.J. Barrett going number one out of Duke. Top two are Dukies next year. Cam Reddish. Number three is Romeo Langford from Indiana. If he chooses to stay 1 year, there is talk. He has mentioned the fact he may not stay for 1 year. We'll see how it all plays out. Quentin Grimes of Kansas at number four, and Nasir Little of North Carolina, number five. They are all incoming freshmen. And then you go down, though. The interesting part of this, Mark, is that he is projected through 15, I believe. Number 13, just ahead of Bol Bol, by the way, of Oregon, the big 7'2", 220-pound center for the Ducks, who Iowa will face next year. Number 13, Lindell Wigginton of Iowa State. Sophomore for the Cyclones.
Tested the waters Tyler Cook did and decided to return to Iowa State. That's pretty strong, 13.
Pretty high in there as well. 19 past 3, 319-366-1600. High school ranks, the baseball districts or substates have come out for 3A and 4A. And just moments ago, the regional softball pairings have been released for 4A and 5A. I haven't had a chance to look at those, but they are out now. And you can go check those out at the various websites out there. And you can go to IGHSAU, or you can go to the Iowa High School Athletic Association's website. Some very interesting. Jeff Wash and Iowa City West all together in baseball, interestingly enough. West is in the top 10. Jeff has been every week except this past poll. Wash has been in the top 10. That's got to be the toughest substate there is as far as college or as high school baseball.
Prairie not included, though.
Prairie is not. Yeah. Prairie, I believe, is in with Linmar and Western Dubuque and that group right there. Kennedy went off to the west and north as well. They're with Marshalltown and Southeast Polk. And for the first time since I can remember, they have broken up the Sioux City Council Bluffs monopoly in a sport. How about that? There was a lot of talk about that last year among the coaches in some of the other sports. And this is the first time I can remember breaking that up. So maybe that's a precursor of things to come.
Mixed in with Des Moines, Central Iowa.
It's only going to mean more Des Moines teams. So that's, I guess, if you're not wanting to go down that route, then you're not going to like it very much. 319-366-1600. Before we get to a break, a couple things. First of all, we have a City of Cedar Rapids Golf Department prize pack to give away once again here today, our final one of the week. And thanks to everybody at Cedar Rapids Golf Department for helping us out. We got a golf swag bag that includes a golf towel, golf balls, ball cleaning pouch, and a free round of golf at one of the four city courses, Ellis, Jones, Gardner, or Twin Pines. And we will give that away coming up in just a little bit. We have our topic. We'll visit that in about 15 minutes or so. Which sporting event, moments, team, what have you, would you like to see chronicled in a movie?
Individual.
Individual. Yeah. Or some sort of a documentary? What would you like to see? We'll kick that around coming up in a little bit. But before we get to break, let's go to our poll question brought to you by Emil's Hideaway at First Avenue Southeast in Cedar Rapids, behind the Taco John's and right next to the Home Depot. And this is based on an internet article put out by Brandon Kavanaugh of Athlon Sports, who, by the way, writes stories and articles for the Nebraska Cornhuskers, Mark.
Well, you're assuming that he's biased just because that's his beat. You wouldn't say that about Morehouse, would you?
I don't think Mark would write anything like
yeah,
this.
Yeah, I don't either. I don't either.
I know Mark wouldn't do that. This was basically, hey, it's June, let's throw a grenade in the middle of something and see what happens. And it did.
Well, Kavanaugh wrote that he thought, Athlon Sports ranked the Big Ten football coaches.
That was a few weeks ago.
Yes. And where do you think, well, you know, Scott, but folks, where do you think Kirk Ferentz ranked among the 14 coaches? He's ahead of Lovie Smith, okay.
You and I are only one behind Lovie Smith.
Kirk Ferentz was ranked 8th among Big Ten football coaches. Who was 7? First-year Nebraska coach Scott Frost, who led Central Florida to an undefeated season last year, giving that. He has not coached a game in the Big Ten, but he is ranked 1 spot ahead of Kirk Ferentz. That's the subject of our poll question today. KGYMRadio.com brought to you by Emil's Hideaway on First Avenue Southeast in Cedar Rapids, next to Home Depot. Who's the better coach, Kirk Ferentz or Scott Frost?
Kick him around.
Seems ridiculous to me, but...
Hey, Scott Frost in 3 or 4 years could be the coach of the year in the Big Ten, West, Big Ten, nationally, whatever the case may be. But I'm in your corner on this. He has not coached a Big Ten football game.
To Kavanaugh's credit, he did give Kirk Ferentz credit for winning Big Ten championships and putting 40-some players in the NFL between 2005 and 2018. He also made the point that maybe Iowa should have done better than 8-4 seasons. What's wrong with 8-4?
Kirk gets a healthy pay.
Take Lovie Smith
check.
And kill for an 8-4 season.
Well, you're on Lovie Smith today.
Well, he's ranked 14th, the Illinois coach.
Just ahead of you and me.
Liked him when he was with the Bears, but. Yeah. Well. Scott Frost, better coach than Kirk Ferentz? What do you think?
Yeah, that's our poll question to KGYMRadio.com. Take a break, come back. Jeremiah Davis is going to join us down in Missouri. Doing some karting this weekend, but he's going to take time to join us, talk a little racing with us when we return after this. You're listening to the Gym Class, 1600 AM, 107.5, 106.3 FM, KGYM.
Summer can really shine a light on your damaged pavement. Fixing it can be more affordable than you think. Stop dodging those cracks and potholes and call Pate Asphalt. They can handle commercial parking lots, roadways, and your very own driveway. Serving the area for over 30 years, Pate Asphalt has decades of experience. Make your parking lot, roadway, and driveway look great. Pave it to last with Pate Asphalt. See them at PateAsphalt.com.
Who's been named one of the 10 best burgers in Iowa? Burger Fiend. Their mouth-watering food is prepared with the highest quality ingredients right before your eyes. Every burger is created from 100% Angus beef that's ground fresh daily. And they serve hand-cut fries. Place your order, and your Burger Fiend burger is cooked to order. And you choose from 20 toppings, sauces, and add-ons to make it your own. Feed your inner fiend at Burger Fiend in the Old Springhouse Building on Center Point Road, Cedar Rapids.
Come play the Wednesday game at St. Andrews Golf Club. Now it starts at noon, and you just need to call by 11:30 to enter. The entry fee is $30, and there are no green fees. Plus, all entries are returned. Play is on a Stableford format, which gives every golfer a chance to win, regardless of ability. There will be team, individual, and skin winners. The Wednesday game is the best game in town, and it's only at St. Andrews Golf Club, 1866 Blairs Ferry Road Northeast in Cedar Rapids.
Can buying a used car feel like new? At Toyota of Iowa City, all used cars come with pre-owned continued care. That's 2 years of oil changes, tire rotations, multi-point inspections, and car washes with every service appointment, plus 10% off maintenance items. That's a new car experience for a pre-owned purchase. Shop today at ToyotaIowaCity.com or stop in to see us. Pre-owned continued care only at Toyota of Iowa City. It's what we do.
See dealer for details.
At Z102.9,
The Gym,
and Smart FM,
we live local.
Every morning I grab a cappuccino from a local coffee shop.
Keep my hair looking sharp at the local stylist.
Stay in shape at the local gym.
Hang out with my friends at the local sports bar.
Take my daughter to local shows.
Play golf at the local course.
Keep my money in a local bank.
Share what I've got with local charities.
Spend local.
Source local.
Love local.
Live local.
We're local radio stations. Join us and put your money where your heart is.
Doing HVAC work has given you some good opportunities. Now, how about an even better one? Sheet Metal Workers Local 263 is looking to represent residential commercial HVAC workers. Being with 263 means you're part of the union, and union jobs offer better pay, better benefits, and better job security. Those are things that mean a better life using the skills you already have. Work with Sheet Metal Workers Local 263. Give Rick a call at 319-721-9414. 319-721-9414.
Welcome back to the Gym Class Friday edition here on KGYM. By the way, is it officially, it's officially summer now, but is it officially football season on June the 22nd, Mark? Because we've had the first media day taking place today.
College?
College. BYU is having football media day today. So does that make it college football season?
I would suppose. A little early, isn't it?
A little early, but they're having it nonetheless. In Provo today. So, yeah, that means college football is upon us. Ready to go.
Won't be long.
Racing season is upon us. We know that. And getting ready to talk some racing, local racing, some national racing as well. Jeremiah Davis, you can give him a follow on Twitter at both his personal account. You can follow him as well at the Inside Track. And joining us, I believe right now anyway, from a racetrack in Warrensburg, Missouri, the home of the Central Missouri Mules, I believe. Is that correct?
That is absolutely correct. Lasofsky Speedway here in Warrensburg.
Nice. Is that near Central Missouri's campus?
I'm not sure. I'd have to look it up. It's kind of west of town a little bit. It's not in town, so it's probably a little, you know, mile or two away, I would guess.
All right, well, there you go. There's your trivia for everybody out there today. The Central Missouri Mules from beautiful Warrensburg. But anyway, great to have you on, and hopefully you'll have a good weekend in the cart coming up. Well, let's go back. First of all, congratulations. I think you were the smoothest pace truck driver we have seen all year. So good kudos to you last Friday.
Well, thank you. It was fun. You know, I've always wanted to do that once. I wish, you know, my only wish is that it would have been like the Big 8 race or, you know, something like with a little bit more fanfare. But it was a cool experience, and I appreciate both my bosses at Castle Motors and Hawkeye Downs for letting me do that, because, you know, usually I'm following a pace car, and getting to do that was really cool. And we got to have our buddy Ben, who works with us at Castle. He got to ride with us, and he was really excited about that. And that was probably the coolest part for me, was getting to have him in the truck with me, because having him and our other buddy Stevie Barber, who works at Castle, having them around is really important to us, and getting to do that was really, really cool.
How is the season going at Hawkeye Downs, Jeremiah?
It's going okay, I think. You know, I think the car count is starting to dwindle a little bit as the season goes on. Obviously, not having a turn two wall doesn't help anything. Not being able to run late models, but I think even if they had run late models that night, it would have only been five or six of them there. Yeah, this is just that part of the season where every racetrack kind of gets into its dog days, where, you know, the specials are starting to move around. And weekly racing gets into that, like, okay, we've spent a lot of money, we've torn some stuff up, uh-oh, you know, where do we have to start budgeting? We have to start picking and choosing where we're going, because our equipment's starting to run out already. You know, we're seeing that in the karting world, too. There's not quite as many people at this race down here as there was in the last race at Brookings, South Dakota. That's because people are starting to figure out, okay, I'm hearing points, I'm running out of money. And it's just, it happens every year, it's cyclical, it's just when the car count at large is down anyway, it looks a little bit worse when you know, the handful of stragglers don't show up.
Half Mile is up and running for tonight, though. So Mid-American stock cars will be there, and the late models. So
good. I love that Mid-America stock car series. I missed it last year, too. I can't remember where I was, but that's always a fun series, because, you know, back in the day, you know, like Dave McCullough, he was the in one of those sportsman stock cars, they always put on a great show, and it is fun to watch them on the half mile. We don't get to see it very often anymore because they run on the quarter, which is, I think, the right decision. But when you get them on the half mile, you know, those cars put on a really, really good show. They can run side by side, you know, for laps on it.
Yeah, and they will be there at the track tonight. And unfortunately, not at a track tonight will be the World of Outlaws Sprint Series. They were scheduled to be in Farley tonight, but with all the rain we've gotten the last few days, they've had to scrub that. And, boy, Farley just can't seem to catch a break, man.
No, they can't. I mean, I hate that for the race fans more than anything. You know, it sucks for the promoters and stuff, too, because that one – it's just out of their hands. There's nothing they can do about that. And I was surprised they waited as long as they did to cancel it because of all the rain we got this week. I mean, it just rained over and over and over all week. And why, you know, they're holding on to as much hope as they could. And from my understanding, the racetrack would have been okay, but it was the pits that were the issue. They weren't going to be able to get those big sprint car haulers in and out. And unfortunately, the decision was made for them. So it just stinks because that would have been a great show. I'm confident of that. And something like that can't really be rescheduled because World of Outlaws sprint cars do like 300 races a year or some crazy number. I'm exaggerating, but not by a ton. It's just really tough. And most of all for the race fans, because we don't get to see a whole lot of sprint car racing in Eastern Iowa. And when a big show like that comes through, you know, you really only get one shot at it.
I think you and Scott know the answer to this, but a novice like me, Jeremiah, really wants to know what's the difference between these winged sprint cars and other vehicles?
Well, a winged sprint car has the same power to weight ratio as a Formula One car. You've got a whole lot of power and almost no weight. That wing that's on top of there, you know, there are two different sprint cars. You know, you've got the winged and the non-winged. And those wings, they add so much downforce that those guys can almost go full throttle all the way around every track they race. And the wing angle, it glues them to the racetrack. There's no it's so balls to the wall that, you know, it makes you sit up in your seat when they're racing like that. I could get into the mechanics of it, but I'm going to get in the weeds and it's going to be inside baseball.
well, they can adjust it during while they're out there driving to help things
right.
out too.
They can literally reach up and adjust wing angle. It's such a cool race car, and it hasn't really changed a whole lot over the years. I mean, yes, there is technology that's changed frames and wings and the like little componentry. But for the most part, if you look at a sprint car from 1980, it'll look a lot like the sprint cars we see now. And I think that's the one of the most beautiful parts of that division of racing, is that it just hasn't changed a whole lot. And a sprint car is a sprint car. You know it. It's a unique vehicle. And for my money, pound for pound, it's the best race car in the world.
You can drive a sprint car. You can drive anything like that. You can drive anything.
Yes, that is a fact.
Period. I mean, that's just the way it goes, and that's why a lot of those guys NASCAR was going after, you know, 10 to 15 years ago, the guys like Jeff Gordon and the Casey Kanes and the Ryan Newmans and people like that.
Yeah, those are the guys who when they finally ever take away downforce and add power, it's the guys that can run on dirt that are going to do the best.
Yeah. Jeremiah Davis joining us here at 3:36 on the Friday edition of the Gym Class and KGYM. You were at Newton Sunday. Terrific race. First of all, going back the night before, I know you weren't there, but Brett Moffitt getting the victory. Iowa guy. That was cool.
It's so cool when Iowa guys win there. I was there when Mason Mitchell won the ARCA race a few years ago, and it just added something to it. You know, and there's only two Iowans that have won there, and it's Brett Moffitt and Mason Mitchell. And Moffitt, you know, added a second win. And I think, you know, I've gotten to know Brett a little bit. You know, he's very good friends with Griffin McGrath and, you know, and covering everybody at Hawkeye Downs. I've gotten to know him a little bit, and he believes in his talent, and his dad has stuck his neck out for him quite a bit. And they gave this another shot this year because they believe in what he can do behind the wheel. And he got a chance with this team. Obviously, their sponsorship is starting to dry up. You know, that should tell you, one, that Brett is not a rent-a-ride. You know, if he was, then they would, you know, they wouldn't have any question about, you know, the Chicago race. But he's delivered. He's delivered in that truck. You know, he beat, I believe Kyle Busch was in that truck race at Atlanta that he won. And Iowa Speedway, you know, he bided his time. He started 16th, which I think is the farthest back anybody's won a truck race at Iowa Speedway, and held off, you know, Kyle Busch Motorsports, a couple of them, you know, and he's a bona fide race car driver. And to see him get a win like that and see our buddy Danny and Griffin and those guys in victory lane with him afterwards, I got a couple Snapchats from our friends there. It was just a really cool thing, because we look at NASCAR and it's this big national thing, right? And right here we have a local guy. You know, Brett races dirt cars when he, you know, in his off time. He ran Super Nationals the last couple years. He's run Benton, I believe. He's one of us, and he won a national series race at home, and I don't think that gets enough play. You know, I wish I had been there to write that story. I was really glad to see that the Des Moines Register and the Burlington Hawkeye did a great job with that. You know, I wish that people understood how big a deal it is when you win in NASCAR. And, you know, if Landon Castle or Joey Gase ever get the chance to be in winning equipment and get a victory on that level, you know, I just hope people, you know, treat it the same way we do when Zach Johnson wins, because it is, that's what's happening, you know, especially if it's a cup win. That's what's going on here. And it was just so cool to see him do it and see somebody win at home.
Jeremiah, how would you explain the attendance or that lack thereof over there? Was it the heat? It certainly couldn't have been the affordability.
You know, I've been asked that question a few times. One, the heat thing I get a little bit, you know, because it was hot. It was really, really hot both days. But we go to football games in September when it's that hot. You know, we do a lot of them. I'm sure people were still in the lake and it was that hot. Iowa Speedway has been over backwards, both the current leadership team and the previous one, to accommodate fans, add things on the menu, make it so affordable. You could have gone to both races for $40 total. And what other professional or semi-professional, you know, or you know, you can't go to a college football game for that money. You can't. Cannot do it.
No.
It's just, it baffles me a little bit, but, you know, people's apathy towards NASCAR is growing, unfortunately. And when there's no stars, when it's not the top level, the kind of that shrug mentality comes back into play. The luster has worn off the racetrack. It's not brand new anymore. And, you know, if people aren't careful, I've been saying this on your show, other shows, been saying this for 4 or 5 years now. If people don't, show up, the place is not only not going to get a cup race, it's not going to be around. It will shut down if people don't. I don't care if NASCAR owns it. They're not, you know, they're not going to keep the place open, you know, out of charity. It's going to make money. And until it does that, you know, everybody's going to be like what they are with Rockingham. Well, why can't it open? Why can't it open? If as many people want a cup race, go, it'll get one. So it's the bottom line. I get a little agitated. I'm sorry. I just don't.
I'm with you, man.
When I look up and see the grandstands empty and it's so cheap and it was Father's Day, you know, like if you love racing and you can go to that race, you could have gone to Iowa Speedway and then made it to Vinton afterwards. It's just, I don't know.
If you're hardcore.
Yeah, I know. I get frustrated with it because everybody has an excuse for why they don't go. And you know, when it dries up, they're going to be like, well, what happened? Or they're going to point and laugh. And that's just, we can't do that with racing. We can't do that with any form of racing. If we love the sport, we have to support the sport. You know, and I say that as a guy who, you know, lives and breathes it.
All right, a lot of racing coming up. You'll have it all covered when you get back from Missouri. And best of luck this weekend, Jeremiah. And we'll continue to read your stuff at the at your Twitter account and then at the Inside Track as well. But be good this weekend and be careful and win some races, man.
Thanks, fellas. I appreciate it.
All right. Jeremiah Davis joins us Friday's Talk Racing with us here on the Gym Class and KGYM. 3:42. Going to take a break, come back. We're going to dive into our topic. Right now, though, going to give away our final City of Cedar Rapids golf prize of the week. And we're going to give it to caller number six right now, 319-366-1600. That's 319-366-1600. A golf swag bag includes golf towel, golf balls, ball cleaning pouch, free round of golf. If you've been a winner over the last 30 days, please do not call in. Otherwise, you're eligible. 319-366-1600. We'll be back to dive into our topic right after this.
Pros in the know start with Lowe's, because whether updating appliances in existing properties or building new construction, save with up to 40% off select appliance special values. Or save $247 on a four-piece suite of GE kitchen appliances chosen just for pros. Now for $1,359. So, pro, now that you know, let's get started. Offers valid through 7-Eleven on select items only. More exclusions apply. See store for details. U.S. only.
Welcome back to Sports View. Today's topic, who's the greatest of all time? For my money, it's Progressive's home and auto bundle. It literally saves you money. Gentlemen, your thoughts?
Look, it's simple.
I've said it before and I'll say it again. Add up all the heroes, take away the zeros, and what you got? One big trophy and me saying, I told you so.
I disagree.
Thanks, fellas. Took the words right out of my mouth.
There's really no debate. Progressive's home and auto bundle is a winning combination. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company, affiliates, and other insurers. Discounts not available in all states or situations.
I'm the manager of tire sales at Firestone Complete Auto Care. I got my driver's license when I was 17. Back of my truck started fishtailing. That's the reason why you want good tires. They need to be able to cut through that water so that you don't lose control. My name is Gary, and I'm proud to keep your car running newer, longer.
Come get our best deal on Firestone tires this summer. Check driveafirestone.com or your local Firestone Complete Auto Care for more details. Whatever you drive, drive a Firestone.
I used to have a sweet tooth, had it removed when I was a kid. So what do I crave instead of chocolate? A big red box from Grainger. Grainger satisfies my craving for great customer service with 24/7 support, effortless ordering, and same-day pickup or next-day delivery options. No busy signals, no cavities. I love Grainger. You know why? Because when it comes to reliable product and technical support, Grainger's got your back. Call or click Grainger.com to see for yourself. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
There's no place like the fair. The Linn County Fair in Central City. Come see what the talk is all about June 27th through July 2nd. New to the fair this year, Sperry Engines and Smart FM present Mega Truck Freestyle Mania. They'll be tearing up the track, putting on a show you'll never forget at 7 p.m. in the grandstand, Thursday, June 28th. Prior to the show, kids are invited to get up close and personal with the trucks and drivers on the track in front of the grandstand at 6 p.m. For ticket information and locations, go to thelinncountyfair.com. This year, kick off your summer at the Linn County Fair in Central City, just 15 minutes north of Marion, Wednesday, June 27th through Monday, July 2nd, with free daily fair admission and parking. Sponsored by SBS Inc., Linn Newsletter, CBS 2, Fox 28, CopyWorks, and MediaCom. Get all the details at thelinncountyfair.com and start your new family tradition at the Linn County Fair.
3:46 back on the gym class, and congratulations going out to Randy in Solon. He'll make the short trip up to Cedar Rapids, and He'll get that golf swag bag and a free round of golf at one of the four Cedar Rapids City courses. And for more information on those, go to our website at kgymradio.com. We got a very interesting topic we're going to get to for the remainder of the show here today, Mark. And got to get everyone's feedback out there at 319-366-1600. Sporting events, sports moments, individuals, teams you'd like to see immortalized on film, a movie. You know, we've had Rudy, We Are Marshall, things like that, racehorse movies. Can't think of one at the moment, but we've had those movies.
Seabiscuit.
Thank you, Seabiscuit. And what would you like to see out there? 319-366-1600. It can be a recent event. It can go back in time, whatever the case may be. The Greatest Round. Another one. Tin Cup, I don't think, was a real event, so try to leave that one out. That's fiction.
Batting leadoff is Van on the Hertie and Stocker Jeweler text line, 6105. How about Dan Gable's last year at Iowa State? His loss in the Nationals, first loss ever.
Only loss ever.
And his gold medal the following summer in the Olympics.
That is cool.
Yeah.
That is cool. I did not think of that one. Yeah, that would be fun.
I think he was unscored upon in the Olympics, was he not?
Yes, unscored upon. And that would be very, very good as far as a movie or documentary, whatever the case may be. So thank you. That's what we were looking for. That's the stuff we were looking for here. Thank you. Appreciate it.
Dwayne at 1541, one that was on my list, the Chris Street story.
Yeah. Now, I know we had Randy Brown on and talked about his book, Rick Brown. Why did I call him Randy? Anyway.
I think he's got a brother named Randy.
Okay, well, Rick Brown. And we talked about the book. Now, the very good book, if you haven't read it, I recommend it. But I would thought that there had been a movie about that. And I did have that on there as well. Can I throw my number one
out
there?
Yes, please.
My number one, and why hasn't it been done as of yet? 1986 Masters, Jack Nicklaus. Come on, people. Get with the program.
Well, the Golf Channel has done a special called Jack.
They've done a special that included
but not
that.
A film.
But not a film, not just concentrating on that particular day and on the round and on the back nine and what went on. So, yeah, that's – I'm waiting for it. I'm waiting for it. I know CBS did a little piece, one of those pre-Masters round hour things.
Mm-hmm.
But haven't seen a feature film or anything like that on it yet. That was my biggie.
You know, I don't know what my biggest is, but let me throw one out here to get things started on my end. How about the life and times of Roberto Clemente?
Ooh, good.
Clemente died a tragic death on a humanitarian mission.
To his home country.
Yeah, and of course, Thurman Munson perished you act like that's on your list,
yep.
Right?
Thurman Munson.
Roberto Clemente, and I know some of you out there aren't old enough to remember his career. Man, I think he belongs on a list of all-time great players. He really does.
Five-tool player.
Hank Aaron's out there, Willie Mays. Clemente could do it all as well. He could hit for power, steal bases, good defender. Played for the Pirates, I think, his whole career. But that plus the fact, the way in which he died, I think might make a nice picture.
Yeah. 319-366-1600. And send us your texts, or you can give us a call as well. 319-366-1600 on the Hurtine. It's Dr. Jeweler text line.
2911, how about a story about Gene Schultz and Larry Niemeyer? Niemeyer, of course, great softball and basketball coach. Adell, Cedar Rapids, Jefferson. Schultz, the Lansing Key baseball coach.
Correct.
Legendary in that regard as well.
Yeah, very good. And I think you can probably throw Tom Jenk Jr. in there.
Mm.
Especially after they had a great day, I know, there last week, into last week, with a lot of their former players up there for Beckman. And having a nice day for the late, great Tom Jenk Jr. out there. How about, I think this would be a very interesting one. Not really, just the man himself. Pete Rose.
He's on my list. Charlie Hustle.
There's the name of the movie.
Yeah.
There's the name of the movie. Pete Rose, you know, the life and times of Pete Rose. Playing off the field, obviously. Managing, you know, whatever the case may be.
Who would play Pete Rose?
That's a good question.
Wow.
That's a very good question. Have to be a good athlete. Have to be a good athlete out there. Also, I put down this. I know there have been a couple of, I believe public television did one.
No, you're not going to take another one of mine, are you?
Is it 6-on-6 basketball?
Yes. Yep. Yes.
Yeah, 6-on-6 basketball. I think that could have some pretty big ramifications. Not the game itself. The game was very interesting. But just the background of the game. I mean, getting 15,000 people every year to come and watch 6-on-6 basketball for a week.
And you know it was a three-court game at one time.
Correct. Correct. I remember it as a two-court game, though.
Yes.
I know you remember it as a two-court game. See, I'm giving you props there. I'm giving you props there at 352.
I was around when girls basketball didn't even exist in the big schools until the early 1970s,
right,
or mid-1970s. And for the longest time, it was a small-town sport. Union Winton, Garnavillo, Chelsea won a championship. All these towns had their team.
Everly.
And when Everly Cattle Feeders. I mean, and when your team got on a roll, it was a big deal.
Yeah, it was a big deal. And Des Moines treated it as a big deal as well. 319-366-1600. The game, Cal-Stanford, but specifically the Stanford band game, and how that played out. Talk with some of the people in the band. Talk with the guy that got ran over by Kevin Moen of Cal, the Stanford trombone player. One of them, anyway. I think that would be fascinating.
Several suggestions coming in on the text line, 9337, the Kurt Warner story.
Oh. By the way, happy birthday to Kurt today.
Is it his birthday?
It is Kurt's birthday today. Happy birthday out there to the Hall of Famer.
2968, Ed Thomas, the Appleton Parkersburg coach.
Yep. Fantastic suggestion. Fantastic.
5077, Ovechkin, 7 days with the cup.
7 drunk days with the cup with Ovi.
Sean from the bus trip. Relationship between changes in blocking and tackling technique and injuries in the NFL and college football. It's sort of a documentary subject.
Well, Gene Steratore is not doing anything now, so he can, you know, he can dig into that as far as being a rules interpreter. Gene Steratore retiring today from the NFL, if you did not catch us at the beginning of the show.
9284, be careful what you ask for. Hollywood ruins stories when you know the real story.
Yeah, that's true. Yeah, you got to have the, you know, you got to put a romance in there. You know, you got to do other things like that. Ruin's a little tough, but.
1960, how about Hayden Fry turning around Iowa football?
Just Hayden Fry in general.
That would play well in Iowa.
Yeah, I think Hayden Fry in general would be a very, very good topic out there.
Brandon CR, great movie idea. Doug Flutie, his life and struggles.
Interesting. Did not think of Doug Flutie. Did not think of that.
I'm going to throw another one out on my list. Jack Fleck beating Ben Hogan in the 1955 U.S. Open.
I had that down.
The club pro out of the Quad Cities beating the great Ben Hogan in a playoff, actually.
Correct. Out of Olympic.
How about that?
In San Francisco. We think alike there. I know they did it on the NFL draft of 84. I would like to see something on the NBA draft of 1984. That, of course, the Michael Jordan draft, Charles Barkley, one of the best drafts ever. And, of course, the underlying story of that one, Sam Bowie being taken one pick ahead of Michael Jordan and how things could have changed. But just a tremendous amount of NBA talent taken on that particular day. I think that'd be a very interesting account. I know they're getting one ready of the Ironman, but Niall Kinnick, that'd be another one, I think, to get things going. How about the Bronx Zoo Yankees? This is the second week I want to have the Bronx Zoo involved in something. Wouldn't that be a fun movie? Chronicling all of the nightlife of that group of the late 70s of the New York Yankees. Sparky Lyle and Reggie and all those guys.
Todd and Anamosa, assuming Tiger can come back and win another major, what about a film about his life? There would be lots of drama in that one. The Hives are early in his career. His downfall with addiction and coming back to win a major would be a perfect story.
I would agree.
Probably a good story, even if he doesn't come back and win one. In my mind.
Does he have to win one, though? A major. That's the question. Mm. Yeah, that's the question.
2662, wondering who would play the part of Hayden Fry.
That's a good question. Maybe that's another topic for another day. Yeah. Who would play all these guys in a movie or gals in a movie? But good stuff out there. Got to close up shop. Yeah. And we got to get to the weekend. And we'll be back with you on Monday at 3 o'clock. It'll be coming up, the Todd Bromelkamp Show. It'll be Alex and Kyle joining you. Have a great weekend.
If you could only shop one sale, this is it. McGrathathon is on. The McGrath Used Car Campus in beautiful Hiawatha is a pre-owned paradise. Now through Monday night, over 3,000 used cars, trucks, vans, SUVs, everything on sale. With a down payment as little as $88. And monthly payments from just $80.